Hey, welcome to the More Than Money podcast. This is Chris Burns. Hope you're having a great week. Thanks for spending a few minutes with us. All right, I grew up in the South. Now, because of that, the funny thing about the South is that if you're around here long enough, you notice everybody's so nice, right? On the surface, everybody's so kind. It's all, how are you doing? And you're so good to see you, and you're fantastic, and all, you know, I'm bringing in my accent there. But if you dig under the surface, you have no idea what that person actually thinks about you, right? Whereas in the Midwest, what I notice, I lived in the Midwest for a while, people tend to kind of tell you what they think, and they're pretty nice too. Like, it's a little bit different. In the Northeast, they're just mean all the time, right? Okay, so we want to move you, for just the purposes of this discussion today, to, at least in the way that you treat financial advisors, to move at least to the Midwest, if not to the Northeast, okay? You've got to stop being polite to financial planners, to financial advisors. You've got to ask them tough questions. You can do it nicely, but you got to ask tough questions, because so many people are abused in the financial world because they don't understand how their advisor gets paid. And a lot of that, I think, especially in the South, is kind of just, well, you don't talk about those things. You don't ask those questions. Buddy, you better believe you ask those questions. And I'm going to tell you how to and why it's so important on this show. If you have any questions as you listen to this show, jump on my website. It's mylifeismore.com. You can ask anything. Again, mylifeismore.com. I will get back to you directly. But stop being polite and enjoy the show. So I'm going to tell you why you need to stop being polite when you work with financial people. Because there's something about our culture. So we're in the South. I'm in Georgia. A lot of our listeners are in the South. Something about our culture is very polite, right? Now, we might rip you to shreds behind your back, okay? But on its face, we're all nice, and we shake hands, and we're all smiles. And when you are in a financial advisor's office is not the time to be polite. I'm going to tell you why, all right? So most of the financial world works on commissions. Most of the financial world still, when you work with any advisor, they will sell you a product and get paid a fee for that, a commission. Many of you, by the way, outside of the financial world, live in the world of commissions. So this is not some evil empire that's coming after you. It's just a reality. But boy, does it open up possibilities for abuse. And so I had a client come into my office, okay? And they said, I just don't feel comfortable. I'm working with this advisor right now. I've been working with them for 5 years. And they put me in all these products. And I don't really understand it, but it was supposed to give me kind of tax-free income long-term. I kind of thought it was good. I knew the guy. We played music together, actually. So we knew each other. And yet he just asked me to move a bunch of stuff into something new. And I don't know why he's asking me that. So I wanted to get a second opinion. So we pull it out, and here's the gist of it. 5 years ago, this advisor he was working with took all of his money and put it into two products. He put it into an annuity, specifically an annuity built for income. And by the way, if you've never heard my show before, I am not a black and white financial person. And here's what I mean by that. A lot of shows you listen to, a lot of talking heads will give you very black and white. Always do this, never do this. Always use these products, never use these products. Friends, that is a dangerous way to live. And if you want examples of that, think about with your kids. When your kids are little, we say things like, don't ever touch the oven. The oven's dangerous, right? Because for a three-year-old, for my little three-year-old, she just doesn't need to be touching the oven. But as you get older, you find out, well, really, it's more complex than that. There's certainly times we need to touch the oven, right? Just not when it's on, not a certain part of the oven. And we get, the older we get, the more mature we get, the more complex it becomes. Well, the financial world's the same way. There are so many financial, almost any financial product you brought up to me, if we were sitting down talking, I could give you an example of numerous people who have needed that product. It's been a benefit to them. Okay, so black and white answers on this stuff is just laziness. Always do this, never do this. Doesn't really exist. Financial products are tools. And if you keep that in your head, it will change the way you look at the financial world. So if somebody comes up to you and says, hey, what do you think of annuities, for instance? The answer shouldn't be, oh, they're terrible, or oh, they're great. It should actually be, well, what job are we trying to do? It's just like a hammer, right? If I say to you, do you like hammers? The answer is not, oh, I hate hammers. They're terrible. Or, yeah, hammers are the best. It's, well, do we need the hammer? What job are we doing? Okay, that's the same exact deal with financial products. So I'm not someone who says all annuities are terrible, because they're not, all right? They're not always terrible, but they are abused often. I've seen them abused hundreds of times. And in this case, this gentleman had an annuity that was built for income. So then we started looking at a situation, and guess what? He didn't have an income need. So he's been sold this product built specifically for income, a very expensive product, by the way, but he had no income need. Okay, there was one other product he bought. It was a life insurance product. The primary purpose of that life insurance product, a permanent policy, which was expensive, was to have a death benefit, right? If he died, there'd be money going somewhere. But here's the catch. He wasn't married. He didn't have children. He had no pressing need to pass money on to anybody. So he's sitting here with an annuity built for income with no income need, and a life insurance product built for a death benefit with, oh, by the way, no real death benefit need. And I said, well, what in the world's going on? Why do you have these? And he's saying to me, I don't really know. But I'll tell you the answer. The answer is because both of those products pay fat commissions. Both of those products specifically that he's in paid that advisor a whole lot of money. And in fact, it was built to be a tandem thing. You buy one and then you use the money from one to buy the other, so it doubled the guy's commissions. I'm going to dig into this a little more in a second. First, if you're just joining us, this is Chris Burns. You're listening to More Than Money. And if you missed any part of the show, jump on my website. It's mylifeismore.com. You can ask any question. You can listen to past shows and our podcast. Again, it's mylifeismore.com. So this guy's sitting across from me. He's got two massive commission-generating products. And then he says, and for some reason, this guy wants me now to take all the money out of these products and move them to a whole different set of products. I don't understand why I would move them now. And I said, I'll tell you the reason you'd move them, because we looked the guy up online. He's licensed only to sell commission stuff. He can't do fee-based planning. He can't do it, you know, fee-based investing. He only gets paid commissions. He's moving you because he wants to get paid another commission. And if you move out of these products, you pay hefty surrender charges. So the guy has the gall to put him in products and get paid that he doesn't need and get paid a big commission, then try to take him out before he should get out. And he has to now pay massive surrender charges to get out, only to put him in another commission-based product. Friends, this is nonsense. And that's a clear example. And you might hear this and say, well, I wouldn't do that. Why would I even buy a life insurance product if I didn't need a death benefit? Well, first of all, because some folks that sell these things know how to make them sound like a good fit when they're not. They're good salespeople. Okay, but secondly, even if you wouldn't fall into something like this, okay, how often do you know when you sit down with a financial person exactly how they get paid? And this gets to the politeness thing. You know the reason that clients that work with me know how much I get paid? Because in the first meeting that I have with them, it's sometimes a little awkward. Before we really even know each other very well, I get up on the board and I write out every single way that we get paid on the board. And say, and I explain each way. Here's exactly how much we get paid if you do this or this or this. Now, why do I go out of my way to do that? Because it's so opaque in our industry. And I can't tell you, friends, that when I started in this business, I lived in the commission world. I was there hours and hours and hours of training to learn how to sell these products. And again, not that everyone doing this is ripping you off or telling you something terrible, but guess what? They should tell you how much they're getting paid by the decision that you make. So if you want to cut through the nonsense, next time you're sitting down with someone who's selling you life insurance, who's selling you an annuity, who's selling you a mutual fund of any sort, you've got to make sure you know how they're getting paid, and then specifically this, how much money will you make if I take this action? That's uncomfortable. Some of you hear that and you go, oh man, I don't want to do that. I know this guy. This is my cousin. Or this is my, you know, we grew up together. Or he's my neighbor. I don't want to ask him. That's not, you know, that's not polite. Drop being polite for a minute. Do you realize the situation? When you get into a product that you really shouldn't be in, how hard it can be to get yourself out of that? The thousands of dollars that could be wasted by being in it from surrender charges, from fees that are higher than you need, if somebody is selling you something and they're getting paid a commission, you just need to know what is the impact on you. And by the way, just because they're getting paid a lot of money doesn't mean you shouldn't do it. It might be a great product, but is that a conflict of interest? 150%. You need to know. Okay? And if you want some follow-up questions, it would be, okay, so you're telling me to go into XYZ product. I now know you're getting paid this much money. Are there any other products that you'd recommend that are similar that maybe, you know, what would be the difference between this and another product where maybe you didn't get paid as much? I don't mean to say that because they shouldn't get paid a good amount. I mean to say, how do you know that the annuity that they're putting you in, with this massive paycheck to them, commission for them, is actually the best annuity out there? How do you know it's not just the one with the highest commission percentage? I mean, how do you know these things unless you ask? So friends, either A, ask the person. Ask them. Polite or not. Or B, go get a second opinion from somebody else before you make that decision. Because again, the long-term impact on you and your finances can be dramatic. All right, I've made my point. And thankfully, this person came into me and asked for a second opinion. And I didn't say, by the way, here's the crazy thing. The annuity and the life insurance product that he was in were not terrible. They were with great A-plus rated companies. They just weren't built for his situation. And that's the key. Again, it's not that the lesson here is all annuities are bad and life insurance is bad. No, it's the answer is the lesson is make sure you're only getting things that are truly built for your situation, and not just to give a massive payday to that advisor. All right, I'll stop preaching. When we come back in a moment, we're going to talk about the practical impact of the tax bill that we passed a few months ago. How is it actually impacting you and me day to day, and what can we expect there long term? We're also going to answer the questions that you've sent in throughout the week in our lightning round. If you have any questions or thoughts, or you want to dig in and find out more about your situation as you listen to me talk about all these things, jump on my website. It's mylifeismore.com. You can ask anything, listen to past shows. You can also set up a free consultation with me, Chris Burns, to talk about your situation, to talk about your plan for the future and how much risk you should or shouldn't be taking in your investments, the level of risk your plan can handle, or just to give you a second opinion on products that are being sold to you, or maybe products you bought in the last few years and you wonder, was that really the best fit for me? Because the best thing is just to know, to understand exactly what's going on, and then make sure you have a plan that will take you where you want to go as you move toward your dream.